Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival. We're going to be talking about a very special film I just watched, actually. It was great, and it's called Psicosia. And we have here director Maria Grato. We have two of the main actors, the protagonists of the film. We have Lisa Carlahan and Victoria Carmen Sone. Well, first of all, thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And the first question is probably going to be the most annoying one, and you can probably guess which one it is, just for the benefit of our listeners, because really, this is one of the first occasions people have had to see this movie, but some of the people at home may not be familiar with it. Would you be so kind as to maybe introduce it a little bit and just tell us a little bit about it?
I'll do my best. Well, Psicosia is a film that takes place in a psychiatric ward. Mm. The lead character, Victoria, gets invited into this ward to treat the suicidal patient, Jenny. And Victoria is a scientist in the field of suicide. And, the further the film progresses, the closer these two women get.
Yes.
And the idea of the film was to talk about ideal and desire and what can happen if... Because I really feel that these are two forces that all human beings deal with within themselves. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to try to show the fatal consequences it can have if we don't find a way to reconcile these two forces within ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and as you deal with that, there's a lot of dealing also with mental health in a way and boundaries. That's two of the themes that really stood out to me as well. Are they themes that kind of are close to your heart?
Yeah, they are. Because in my 20s, I was at a psychiatric ward because I had a psychosis. Mm. There was a lot of focus in there about like creating boundaries, because when you feel very ill, the boundaries can like dissolve.
Yeah.
And it can feel as if the space you're within is a part of yourself, or other people can be very highly internalized in yourself. So it's like being a house with no windows and no doors, and the wind can just like blow through you. You feel like transparent. So I really wanted to talk about the main character is Victoria, has very rigid boundaries. She can't really deal with desire. She's very closed. And the Jenny character represents desire.
Yes.
And has the fluid boundaries. She's like constantly trying Victoria's boundaries and trying to break them down.
Sure. Actually, seeing as you introduced the characters, they're almost two polar opposite personalities, two very strong personalities, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did you, each one of you, sort of deal with that personality? Can you relate to it, or is it inside, is it a part of your own personality that you just let come out to the fore?
I would say most of it is not a part of my personality, but of course I can relate to some part of it. But in a way, it was very far from myself and something very different that I've tried before, to work with this kind of character and in this kind of genre. That was very different. But it was a super great experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you? I mean, is that also the same for you, the opposite personality?
Well, I am, it's also a little confusing, but I'm Victoria and I'm playing Jenny. And I mean,
I just got that.
Yeah, that's a little trick. Just to fuck with your brain. More than we were really trying. No, but Jenny, she is the one with the very fluent boundaries and the one kind of the symbol of desire. And I would say, I guess what the film is also about, like, one probably will hunger, like, will starve if the other one is not present.
Right.
So, obviously, I think that this is going to sound a bit banal, but everyone can sort of, like, relate to both.
Yeah.
But for me, I think it was very interesting, because I personally feel that boundaries are super fluent, but sometimes I'm also trying to see it as not necessarily a negative thing, but a thing that can also be sort of powerful, to be kind of like an elastic person being that can adapt to different energies and situations and societies and stuff like that.
Right.
But I guess that it you do feel super vulnerable if you're constantly like disconnected to your own boundaries, because then obviously you're gonna cross them,
go
over
beyond
and over again, yeah, and that's pretty hurtful, and that can give you a lot of trouble from your surroundings as well. So yeah,
but you do raise an interesting point actually, and this is possibly going to be an invitation to kickstart a discourse around the topic of desire. And so, what is your definitions of desire? Do you have any specific definition? I mean, I guess this was something that you might have discussed during the production. Did you come up with a definition for it that was a little clearer?
The way we worked with it is because Jenny represented desire, and Victoria kind of represented the person that could not embrace desire within herself. And for me, desire is sexuality. It's the self-destructiveness we all experience within ourselves sometimes. But it's also the ability to be a child, even though one is grown up. And for me, the Jenny character really embodies also the femme fatale sexuality, but she also embodies the child. And she represents the sides that Victoria cannot deal with, because her boundaries are rigid and she's fighting almost silently to not let go.
Right.
And this is why I really like to put these characters up against each other. And in the end, I don't want to spoil too much, but there is a struggle between the two that is very physical, where Victoria makes the ultimate fight against not embracing the desire within herself.
Right.
Yeah.
And can you understand that struggle? Having lived through this production, do you understand it? How do you live through it? You talked about how it was challenging to play, for example, a character that was so different from your own personality. But is that struggle also kind of fun and interesting to explore?
Absolutely.
Right.
Also, what I was trying to say before was that I sometimes, because as actor, it's very important to be present with your partner. And that's why I thought it was so difficult sometimes, because I felt that I let my partner down because my character wasn't present.
Yes.
It's maybe a little bit complicated, but yeah. But if I was alone playing, then I didn't have to feel like that, because then she could be in her brain. Do you understand what I mean?
I see. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm fascinated because this is it's quite complex, right? I mean, does it feel like that when you're on the set, that it's hard to kind of get into that exercise?
It can be, but I would say it wasn't that difficult because Marie's vision was so clear, and if I was feeling insecure about if this was right, she could guide us in the right way, or me.
Yeah, but and also what Lisa is saying about, like, when you're shooting a scene, when you're on set, that you need to be super present, and I think that counts for both, like, the actors who are acting together and everybody on set. But I think Lisa really balanced a fine line between that the character Victoria was in a way trying to hold up her shell all the time. And constantly, like, putting up boundaries and armor around herself. But I felt that Lisa, as a person and as a colleague, was, like, underneath that, extremely present with me and really working hard to fulfill the vision and work into the characters and the energy. So, I mean,
okay, I'm very happy to hear.
Yeah,
that.
No, but
that was
yeah, and there's a huge difference, because I've also, to be honest, tried the complete opposite, where you're working with people who are actually more just working on their own, I don't know, appearance in a way, and it was never like that. I always saw how the character, and that was needed for me to try to, or for me to maintain Jenny's, like,
You need someone to keep you at bay.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And Marie also, of course, like with the script and with her directions, created those, how do you say, like settings for us to do that. So yeah. Yeah. So don't you worry.
Yeah, and it's also, it is a really hard character to play. As such a passive character as Victoria actually is, but like having this war within, but not actually, I told you, you cannot move. Yeah. You have to move, you have like chin down 1 centimeter and the head 1 centimeter to the left.
Right.
Because everything was on the light and the camera's premises.
Yeah, it's all there, just kind of trying to keep you at bay. The boundaries are still there, right? I tell you what, for another boundary, we have hit one. We've just hit one because we've run out of time. Unfortunately, yeah. Because there would have been so many topics to talk about, the psychoanalytical dimension of the film and the style itself, which is very sensual. But I guess the listeners are going to have to see the film for themselves to experience it.
Yeah.
But thank you very much.
Thank you
very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.